You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hi. It's Tuesday, so happy Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, everyone. So, yes, it's Taco Tuesday, but for some reason it's become Pizza Tuesday for me again. Not Pizza's by default, I guess. Though. Huh?
Pizza's the best substitute. If it's going to be substituted for anything, it has to be pizza.
Pizza by default. And I went through a period where I didn't eat pizza for like 2 years. And now I've had it twice in 2 weeks. No, 3 weeks. Twice in 3 weeks. So
pizza's making a comeback, everybody. If you haven't had pizza.
we're gonna change it to Pizza Tuesday instead of Taco Tuesday. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. change a tradition that everybody lives by.
Right. Pizza Trading Tuesday. No.
Well, could work. Trading Tuesday. Trading in Pizza Tuesday.
That'll work. So it's been an exciting month. Yeah, actually a month now.
Because Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The markets came back. They rallied back after May 5th. And what, today is June 3rd. So All the financial markets came back to life. Crypto markets came back to life. We've been range trading. Just like we said, 24 to 27. It broke out a couple days ago. It was at, our breakout was 2738, went to 2788, which is exactly 50 above the breakout. And then had a pullback, just like we said last week. We said, okay, it's going to break through, come back down, range trade again. And then when it breaks out on its second one up, that's the next range. And it's been range trading. We're talking about ETH, by the way. if this is like the first time we're seeing this show, you're like, what is she talking about? If you listen to all the shows, you know we talk about ETH primarily. So, but today we're at, like right now, BTC is at 2607, and hopefully by the end of the show we go above 27.
It's usually what happens. It right? goes up a little bit.
Right, so we're optimistic. We're coming up on the Fed is coming to meet mid-June. It's the beginning of our volume, so the beginning of June, end of May is always volume, and then the mid-month is always volume, plus the Fed's going to be meeting. So we're in that pre-stage where people start to buy in anticipation of what's going to happen. And so it causes the markets to rally in anticipation. And like what we've been talking about before, the Fed is supposed to cut a half sometimes in this whole entire year, like a total of a half. That's what everyone's predicting. And they haven't cut any yet. And they anticipate a quarter cut mid-June. So it's going to be built into the market that they think the Fed's going to cut a quarter. If the Fed cuts more than a quarter, the market will rally. If the Fed cuts a quarter, it'll stay flat and then have profit taking because they anticipated and already built it in. And if the Fed doesn't cut any rates, it depends on what they say. We may have a pullback, but they anticipate that there'll probably be at least a quarter cut. And then we're 2 weeks out ahead of it right now. So usually this is the timing when it gets built into the market. And again, we pushed past our 2738. We hit 2788 a couple of days ago. People profit took, and then it range trade again. And now we're hovering at 26, which is a good number to be hovering at. But if we break above, if we break above the 2738, 2788, we should be on our next push up. And then we'll have a new range to trade on that also after that. And usually the markets on Tuesday and Wednesday is when we have that rally also. So, and then Friday, that's what it's been historically in the last couple of months.
Right. And 26 in the range right now is very, very healthy. Like we were saying, it's just at the top of, it's right at the bottom of its range, but looking very promising right now. We're on a green candle. So it looks really nice. And the market's looking really nice with all the news coming up We always predict it. We always give hints. We always say what's happening in the market. So if you're paying attention, you know what to expect. You know what the trends are. If you're in our chats, you know what the trends are and what to look out for. We give updates in our Telegram channel for all of our holders. If you guys are, if you're a holder, you get all the benefits of getting all the news first and getting all the important data in terms of the market data and what can cause swings. But I think we can move on to some fun stuff. Right.
Yeah. And by the way, do your own research, not financial advice.
yes, not financial.
Did you catch that one? And as always, last week I wasn't. I think last week is the only time I was not looking out at blue water and palm trees. I was looking at the Sphere last week in Vegas.
The Sphere is, in my opinion, just as good.
Well, wait. They're on the Sphere. It did have blue water and palm trees on one of the pictures that it showed. And I filmed it. So I did see blue water and palm trees. So that counts. I have to check that box.
Every week there's blue sun, the blue sky, palm trees, water of some sort.
Right. And so I'm seeing it again, but now it's dark right now where I'm at. It's 9 p.m. and it's dark. I'm on East Coast time or Caribbean time. So I'm in the Caribbean right now. Right. I'm in the Caribbean, which is wonderful. It's been rainy the last couple of days, but when I had first came out here, it was beautiful and sunny and the weather was wonderful, like 85 with light humidity. And now it's been raining, but it's still nice.
I wouldn't complain with it. Even if it rains a little bit, it's fine. It's the tropical weather, right?
Right. And we're pre-hurricane season. So officially hurricane season started, I think they said June 2nd. We haven't had, knock on wood, any signs. Last year I got stuck in the biggest one of them all. I got stuck in Barrel last year. I flew, and the island that I was flying to last year was the first island that was going to get hit by Beryl. I was flying into Barbados, and Beryl was coming in 2 days later. So I had to stay over in Trinidad and wait out the hurricane while it passed through. And then I couldn't go back because I would be flying back in the path of the hurricane. And if I stayed, I had to wait until it passed through. So this is the joys of being in the Caribbean during hurricane season, but it just started, so the weather is still good. The weather is good,
thought,
right. So knock on wood. My other journeys will be out of the hurricane belt in the Caribbean, because there's islands that are out of the belt, and so you're safe in those areas. But it's travel season, so everybody's getting out of school or graduating from college. Friends I know are graduating from college or getting into new colleges. It's travel season. Everybody was booking their travel back in February. I spontaneously booked mine just recently. But the benefit is we have AI bots, and our AI bots find the lowest travel anywhere. And so I can wait like a day or two before I book a flight and still get the lowest air, usually.
So with the travel bot, you don't have to do it on a Tuesday.
Tuesday is usually the best day anyway, because so what happens is on the flights, they always fluctuate, right? They price it just like any commodity. The price goes up and the price goes down, and certain airlines will drop their prices and the other airlines will raise their prices. But Tuesday seems to be the best day because it's the lowest volume. So this is one of those times that you look for the lowest volume when other people aren't booking something. So if you want to get the best price, you always look for like lowest volume, because you're going to get the lowest price, right? If you want a high price and you want to, like if you want a market to sustain, or you want a stock price to go up, or you want a token price to go up, you look for high volume, because it supply and demand, right? So the lower the supply, the higher the demand will cause the price to go up. And on Tuesday, it's low demand, high supply, so the prices go down.
Yes.
Yeah,
It
so if
works
you
for
book on
everything.
Tuesday, you get low prices because there's not that many people searching for travel on a Tuesday. Usually they do it on the weekend when they're thinking about it, or they do it on a holiday when they're thinking about it. But Tuesday usually has the lowest prices for travel too. Same thing if you go shopping, like if you're going shopping online and you're looking for arbitrage and you're looking for low prices, and say somebody's looking for diamonds. You know, they put something on sale, they would probably put it on a low volume day so that they can move things. Or if you go to a car dealer and you want to buy a car, you would go on a low volume day when there's not that many people on the lot because there's not that much competition and they're going to want to give you a better deal so that they could sell a car. So it works both ways. It works if you want to buy things at a lower price, then you go on a low volume day with lots of supply, because they have to drop the price. But if you're into an investment, you want an investment that's going to appreciate, that's going to create a high demand with a low supply, so the price goes up.
Yep, and that
Economics. There's
101,
our
Economics
economics TED
101.
Talk for today.
And it came about when we were talking about flying too. Economics and flying, it works everywhere.
It does. It does. You just apply it to whatever market or industry you're in. And depending on what your target is and what you want to do, then you go based off of that. So you want low prices, you look for something with lots of supply and low demand, you'll get low price. If you want something to appreciate, you look for low supply and high demand, and then the price goes up.
Yep.
So.
Oh. And today would be a great day to go if and we always say it every Tuesday. If you're looking for flights, today's a great day. Every day of this LA talk that we're live, you
Right.
have
So think of
to see
flights when we're on the
this.
air, think about booking your travel.
I don't know when we're on the air. We drop some
Well,
really good
okay.
information,
After
but
we're off the air or before we are, or book while we're on, like you can go online while you listen and book travel. So now
that
watch.
works too.
Tuesday becomes like the highest demand day, and now they have to start raising the prices because they get overwhelmed. They're like, why do we have such a big amount of people looking for travel on a Tuesday? What happened? No.
I don't know. I don't know if it'll cause that much, but today's the great day to look. If you're looking for travel and you want to get away for the summer, today's a great day to look. It's a Tuesday. Although it is the beginning of the month, so there is going to be a bit more volume, but it's
Yeah.
still a Tuesday nonetheless. So it's a great day
Right.
to book.
Right. So let's see what else.
Ooh. Could talk
But
about
I'm at a beautiful property and I did get a smoking deal.
Oh, tell us about it. 'Cause it's always a smoking deal where you go.
so I am, yeah. So I'm in Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Yay.
And when I checked in, the lady next to me paid $7,000 for her week to
Oof.
come here. And I got 5 nights for free.
Now that's a
And
little bit of savings right there.
right. And each additional night was at like $100.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then there's is that 7,000? So I don't know if you listen
Like
in, but
$1,000 a day she's paying.
$1,000 a day, and that includes drinks, that includes all the
No, it's not
amenities.
inclusive. It's not inclusive
Oh,
here.
never. I see. This is new to
That's
me
just for
then.
the
Oh God.
room. That's just for the room.
That's an expensive room.
Right? And then I booked a couple other Caribbean islands just like I did last year, and I got the whole entire week for $300, a one bedroom ocean view with a kitchen in other Caribbean islands, and I got the whole entire week for $300.
Oh
And
my God.
normally, and I looked it up, and they normally go for $4,500 a week.
Holy.
Yeah.
And it's the
So
same thing as if they were to pay for 4,500 a week, but you're just getting it for 300.
300. So it's another one of my travel hacks.
And that also works in Europe too, right?
Oh, yeah, it's all over. It's all over the world. So I can go to Hawaii, I can go to Florida, anywhere in the States, anywhere internationally, the Caribbean. And basically, on that travel hack, so we had talked about it before, but I'll talk about it briefly again. There's timeshares, which I know everyone like. If you do the timeshare the right way, you can benefit from it. So most timeshares out there, you go to the resort, you listen to a presentation, they give you your free gift or your breakfast or whatever they give you, right? And then they do a presentation and they try and sell you the timeshare for $45,000. And then you have a month,
Ouch.
then you have an annual maintenance of like $2,500. Well, that's at the resort. So, like if you go to the resort, they're going to charge you retail prices. But if you buy them on the secondary market through a broker, you can get timeshares for a penny. So you
And
have to
that's just.
pay. You still have to pay the escrow fees, or sometimes the broker will pay for the escrow fees and the maintenance fees. And so I had another one where they offered to pay for the closing costs and they paid for the timeshare. So you got it for a penny. They paid for the closing costs. You just had to pay for the maintenance fee, which you normally would do. Your maintenance fee is basically like, say, I get a week in Hawaii. And I pay $1,200 for that week. I am guaranteed that whole entire week in Hawaii every single year, no matter what, as long as I pay the $1,200. That's what a maintenance fee is on a timeshare. But when you go to buy a timeshare, you usually have to, it's like buying real estate. You buy it for like $45,000. And then every year you pay $1,200 so you can keep your week. But if you went to Hawaii and you booked that week, it might cost you 5 grand, but you're getting it at a guaranteed price of $1,200 every year because you bought into the timeshare. So instead of going directly into the resort and buying directly from the resort after listening to a presentation, you go to a broker who's a licensed real estate broker and they can resell timeshares. And so they'll resell the timeshare because the person wants to get out of their timeshare, they don't want to travel anymore. They'll sell it for a penny because you have to have a monetary value when you go to buy something, right? To make
Yep.
a contract valid, there has to be an agreement, an execution, and a monetary value so you can buy it for a penny. And so you buy it, and then usually, like, you get that first year free, or you get the whole entire cost free, and then you just pay for the first year because that's their incentive to try and sell the timeshare. And so when you have the timeshare, so say you have a week in Hawaii, there's a thing like you can bank it where you deposit your week and then you can trade it out for anywhere in the world at any time in the world if it's available. Or they'll give you these things called certificates, like bonus weeks, extra weeks, just because you deposited your week. And so you can go to any other resort that's available for $300. And so I get about 4 to 6 of these certificates a year, and I can go to the Caribbean in a one bedroom waterfront for $300. Or I can go to Hawaii for a week waterfront in Maui for $800. So most of those normally cost $4,000 or $5,000 a week. If you went on to Expedia or you went on to booking.com or you went somewhere else and you try to book that week, it would cost you $4,000 to $5,000. But if you're using this system and this strategy, you can go to the Caribbean and stay in a one bedroom for $300 for the whole entire week.
That's a steal. Oh
Right.
my God.
So it's learning how to travel the right way. Like I love traveling, and so I figured out and mastered out how to travel on the lowest air and then build out the AI bots to find the lowest air. And then found the way to travel the world at wholesale prices, right? Where everyone
Yep.
else is paying $5,000 a week and I pay $300. So that means I get about 15 more vacations than they do for the same price.
Oh.
So their 1 week, and say their 1 week here was $7,000, I could do 25. Five, let's see, seven, 10, thinking how much it cost me. It's costing me $300 for 10 days here.
That's
So,
nothing.
right. So I'm paying 5% of what they paid.
I think so, but that's like a food cost. Like, I know food there is expensive. People
Food's a
budget
little bit more expensive,
$300.
yeah.
People budget $300 a day probably for food there, and you're paying $300 to stay there for 10 days.
For 10 days, yeah. And it's beautiful. I mean, the resort it alone it has six different towers. It has an aquatic theme park. It has a, what is it? A sea life conservatory. It has 15 beaches. It has sea life that you can walk by and see it in the water below you. And then also you can walk through and see the glass with the sea life swimming as you walk through a tunnel. It has like
That's the cool
three
part.
different water parks. It houses 15,000 people here. That's how big the resort is.
I think you said it was like, what was it, like 15 pools, seven
Right.
towers or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then and it has like three water parks and private beaches and restaurants and a casino. Oh,
In a casino.
that's the reason why I get it for $300 for the week.
And then you're telling, I think right
But
before
I
we
also
hopped
got
on.
last year I got the cruise. So I got a 7-night Caribbean cruise with a balcony, oceanfront balcony. I got, what was it, $400 play credit and free drinks for the whole entire stay for free. Like I got the whole entire trip for free.
That's just last year. And then this year,
Right.
and you did the Bahamas last year too.
Last year I always spent 4 months in the Caribbean with these kind of things where I was paying $300 a week for a one bedroom water view in the Caribbean.
And anybody
Yeah.
can get these deals. Absolutely anybody. They're not
Right, if you
exclusive.
if
It's not limited. Anybody can do it.
yeah, you can do it if you just do it the right way. So you would go to a broker. So there's a lot of brokers in Hawaii that resell these timeshares for a penny. And you would buy a timeshare for a penny. And then you would pay the maintenance on it every year. So you pay about $1,200 for your maintenance. But then you get that 1 week that only costs $5,000, right? You get it for $1,200. But then you get all these bonuses on top of it because you're working with third parties like Interval International or Trading Places or other ones that sell the timeshares at a discount for people who already own. And so you get, they'll have like a, I don't know, about 300 different locations available every week that you can trade up to 4 or 5 months out and find anywhere in the world and book it through that and only pay $300 for the whole entire week. And it's not, they're like 5-star resorts, 4-star resorts, 3-star resorts. They're really nice. It's, they're not, you know, like Motel 6 in the corner or something. I probably shouldn't say that, but they're not like bad motels at all. They're like 3 to 5-star resorts. And normally they're timeshares for other people that they pay $45,000 to book this whole entire thing and buy that timeshare. But they have a lot of supply, right? And so if somebody doesn't go, it's the room's just going to sit empty. So they'll sell it for $300 to other people who have timeshares and want to take a getaway vacation or a bonus week or go away for fun. And so that's what I do. Or
And
that's
that's
what
what
I've been
everyone else
doing.
can do too. So if
Right.
you're listening and you want to do it, you can.
You
It's super
can.
easy.
Very easy. It's just you just have to know how to do it and what way to do it. And then I combine it with our AI bots that find the lowest air. So last year I flew first class for $100 to the Bahamas. This year I booked it a little late. I still flew first class, but it wasn't 100. It was like a couple hundred instead. And normally it's like only $100 if I booked it in advance, but I waited till like 2 days before the flight because I booked everything last minute and then decided to go.
Even a couple
But
hundred for first class air is nothing.
right.
People usually pay like $2,000 to $3,000 for a first class ticket, and you're
Right. But
getting it
that's
for nothing.
yeah, for $200. So on our Flyit bot, we have AI bots. The algo has been built out for over 8 years, and I've flown on over 35 countries on the algo. So the algo basically it takes all of the locations that you can find air. So that means like Expedia, Kayak, Hopper, all the websites, plus all the airlines. And it scrapes every single site and finds the lowest air amongst like everything on the internet. Plus it combines it with AI. And so say you're looking for Hawaii and you want to fly LA to Hawaii, it will search thousands and thousands of different locations within milliseconds and give you feedback on the lowest air on that day on all the airlines up to 13 months out to any destination from any location. And so when you go to book it, you can just book it directly with the airline. It's not like some, you have to stand on one foot, hop up three times, and go on a scavenger hunt and win a prize to get it. It's like you can go, once it tells you where it is, you go directly to the airline. You can book it directly with the airline. It's just for you to find that, you would have to scour thousands of websites to find that deal. And so that's what it does. That's what these bots do. And so I've flown on over 35 countries. I had flights. I did San Francisco to Paris for 125. I did LA to Hawaii for 100, Hawaii to Australia for 99, Hawaii to Japan for 150, Vegas to Miami for 25. I did LA to the Caribbean, so the Bahamas for 100 first class. So it finds me the lowest air, and you can book it like months in advance, or like I did just a couple days before I go to fly. So most of the time you have restrictions, like you have to book it way far in advance and you have to search forever and then you still pay thousands of dollars. But since it scours and it finds when the airlines want to fill a plane, they're going to drop the price so they can fill the plane. And that's usually what it finds. And it's not like you don't get the back seat. I mean, I was sitting on row one, so I'm not in the back seat.
No,
You
you have the
know,
best seat.
I'm not in the back of the plane. But
Arguably the best.
right. But I mean, okay, so traveling the world like this is cheaper than a mortgage payment. So think of it, if you're in California and you own a $1 million home, your monthly mortgage is about $5,000, your taxes is about $1,200, your HOA is probably another 200, your insurance is about 300. So right there you're paying, oh, what, $15,000 a month?
Too much.
Well, $10,000 to $15,000, depending on the price of your home. And I'm traveling the world for $300 a week.
It's 900 a month, so
Well, three, four. Yeah. So it averages about 1,200, 1,200, 1,300
12.
if I'm traveling the world. But I'm
That's
staying
flights and
in.
everything.
Yeah, so I'm staying in like the most beautiful places though. Like I'm looking out my window right now, it's even though it's dark, and I can see four of the beaches. I can see the water park. I can see what else? The tide pools that have the saw shark. What do we call it? A swordfish shark? A
Swordfish.
saw shark?
The swordfish.
So they have like turtles. There's like 20 turtles in one of the things. There's manta rays. There's fish. Everything. So, yeah. And it's only, it's like 9 days. Only cost me a couple hundred dollars here.
It's unbeatable. The prices are unbeatable. The deals you're getting are unbeatable, and it's all top places around the world
Right, the
globally.
person next to me when they checked in paid $7,000 for 7 days.
I want to be the person. I want to be you in that situation. Seven the
It,
person besides me. Oh, I just paid seven
I
thousand
know.
dollars for a week, and then you're like, it's for free. All
And
right.
then I and the desk that checked me in, I was in the VIP check-in too, and he gave me like a beautiful room. Like he gave me one of the, the best views too. And I'm sure the person next to me got a beautiful view also, but we paid a way
They
different
paid
price.
$7,000 for that view.
Right. Yes. But it's been rainy the last couple of days. It was beautiful and sunny in the beginning. Oh, and then the thing I discovered, it has a refrigerator. I was so excited. So when I came when I came last year, did not know it had a refrigerator in here. It has a coffee maker and a refrigerator, so I'm so excited. But I did not know last year when I came, because I came here last year also. And I stayed, I think I stayed 7 days, and it cost me 200 because I only stayed 7 last year. But I did not know it had a refrigerator. The refrigerator was hidden. And it looks like it's in the drawers, but it's actually a refrigerator. So I'm so excited. You do not know how exciting it is to have a refrigerator. But
I
and
knew that coming.
the casino, just like Vegas, the drinks are for free.
So you're
So if you
going to go to the
go,
casino, get your
yeah, so
drink.
if you go to the bar, like if you go walk up to the bar and buy a drink, they're like $25.
Ooh.
But if you're out on the casino, just like Vegas, the drinks are for free.
That's their incentive to get you in the casino.
Right? It works. And I don't drink that much though.
It
Oh, and the best part of the whole entire thing is I now have my water bottle that I lost.
Yes.
Yes. So
Yes.
I've been, if you know me, I do this thing where I take photos on all the trips that I go. My water bottle is usually in my photo. Instead of me, I don't put my face in it, I put my water bottle in it. So my water bottle has been with me in all these trips for the last year, and it's the water bottle from here. And so it's a blue steel water bottle that has the name of the resort on there. And I've been carrying with me, and I lost my water bottle 2 weeks ago. And so I had to
Right.
get this big, giant purple water bottle, which has been wonderful because it has so much water. But coming back here, they give you free water bottles. It's like kind of like a gift. And they have water stations that you can get water anywhere. Because normally you go and buy water. Like when you're in California, you're traveling in the States, you usually buy bottles of water, right?
Yep.
But I always carry reusable water bottles around with me, and I prefer to fill them up. They have water stations here, and they give you water bottles. So I was all excited. It's like the little tiny things that make me happy, which is a
It's the
water
water
bottle.
bottle.
A water
It has to
bottle
be the water bottle.
makes me very happy. You do not understand. A refrigerator and a water bottle like makes I'm staying in a luxury resort with a beautiful ocean view, but the thing that's making me happy right now is my water bottle, my refrigerator. Is that funny? And then I had pizza today. No, I'm just kidding.
I've
Tell
been
me
starting to use
I'm
water
not
bottles too,
simple.
though. Yeah, it's simple, but it's like catchy. Like I've started using a water bottle now too. I used to have a glass, and then now I'm using a water bottle because it can hold more. It's you started a trend.
Okay. I carry my water bottle everywhere I go. What started out, because like if you go to the gym, you need a water bottle while you're working out, right? So I go to the
Yep.
gym, so I always have my water bottle, but I had this thing where I wasn't drinking enough water. So to force myself to start drinking water, I started carrying a water bottle around. And then my water bottles became iconic. And it was kind of a running joke with our holders too. Because like when I'm doing a VC or when we're talking on here, I always have to take a sip of water because I'm obviously talking too much.
Water break.
Water. So I need a water break. So I have my water bottle. It's kind of like my icon. If you're going to do a profile picture of me in Web3, it would probably be a picture of a water bottle.
Would have to
That
have a water bottle at minimum.
would be like my icon. I'm
My
trying
gosh.
to instill healthy habits here. Yes, but I have my
It
water
worked.
bottle right here with me, and I'm very happy. I'm looking at the beautiful, well, it's nighttime, so looking at the beautiful blue water with the palm trees, have my water bottle and my refrigerator, so I'm very excited. You're like, what more could a girl ask for?
I don't know. A water bottle kind of sums it up right now.
Right? Yes, I have my trusty water, so I can take my sips of water and be healthy. It's
Yes.
funny.
And then go to the gym with it too.
Right, and that's what I did today. Go me. Getting healthy again.
Yes, I've been starting to hit the gym too. So everyone, if you haven't already, now's the time. Get into the healthy habits, right? Start carrying around the water bottle. Take pictures of you of your water bottle in all the places you want.
Right.
We're starting a trend here.
Right. Yeah, we'll have to start an IG of people around the world with their water bottles. I mean, we
In the
talked
gym,
about it.
everywhere.
Right. So we talked about, okay, we talked about it about a month ago, right? We told everybody, start a new habit, go do something healthy, go touch grass, enjoy life, step out of your comfort zone, try one thing new, like one new food, one new adventure. If you wanted to start a rock band, start a rock band. If you wanted to create a business, go, like just take that first baby step. So, maybe the first baby step is get a water bottle.
That's a good step. It's a healthy step too, and carry it around
Right?
with you everywhere you go, and make it a habit to keep it with you so you can always stay hydrated.
Yeah, but the reason I started doing it is one, I didn't want to waste plastic bottles anymore.
Yep.
I needed to drink more water because I do have that issue. I don't drink enough water. And so it made me have that habit of always having water with me. So it would force me to drink water. So that's all I pretty much drink. But now that we've had the whole entire segment about water bottles, if y'all want to sponsor water bottles, no, just kidding.
That would be
Kidding.
funny, though.
I'm teasing. Yes. So the other thing, I mean, we started this like a month ago. So Sailing with Phoenix started his journey, I think it was like May 1st officially. And we had talked about it on LA Talk when he first started his journey. When I went on to his IG, so what he did is he was a gentleman from Oregon. He never sailed before, found out that he had some type of degenerative spine. I think it was disease. Yeah.
I think it was his spine. I'm not 100%.
Right. And so he decided, like, I only have one life to live. My dream that I've always wanted to do was sail around the world. So he decided that he was going to quit his job, learn how to sail, and sail around the world. And that's what he did. He just went all guts for it, quit his job, bought a sailboat, practiced sailing for 9 months, and then took his first big journey, like last month, from Oregon to Hawaii. And he ended up in Hawaii last weekend. I think it was like on the 25th on Memorial Day weekend. He made it to Hawaii. But he kind of created like a craze where everybody started following his journey and got inspired. And hopefully everybody started stepping out of their box and their comfort zone and started trying things that they never tried before. Like we do only have one life. So
Yep.
his journey, like his passion was to sail around the world and he just went for it. And so people followed him when I first went on his IG. Like I guess he had been documenting it for a while because he had learned how to sail the 9 months prior. That was like his first time ever sailing. And then on his journey was like May 1st, and that's when I discovered him. And he had like 100,000 followers then. I think he's up to 2 million now.
Oh my God, we saw him at 1 million too when we talked about him on LA Talk.
Right, so now he's up to about 2 million followers, but he's very down to earth and he's just been sharing his journey. So hopefully, a lot of people got inspired for it. I hope that a lot of people are pursuing their passions and they're doing what they love to do because of that. Like, I love hearing stories of people just going for what they love,
Yep.
because we do only have one life. And if you're not pursuing your passion, then what are you doing? You're just working your normal 9 to 5 job. So, like, we love what we do. I love trading. I love teaching people how to invest and how to travel and then find the best deals because my passion is traveling. I love to travel. I love being in new places, but they always say, like, the one thing when people are at the end of their life, the thing that they regret the most is not telling their friends and family that they love them, not spending enough time with family or friends, and not traveling and not pursuing your passion, right? So hopefully everybody will step out of their comfort zone and then do the things that they love. And hopefully we can help you achieve that. If we can
Hopefully.
find you lower travel. So if normally a trip costs you $10,000 a year and you only get to take one trip, but now the trip only costs you $500, you can take 20 trips, right? As long as you can take the time off work, because most people work 9 to 5, but I, as long as I have, like, I'm sitting like in the Bahamas looking outside my window and talking to everybody in the world right now. So I can be anywhere. I can trade from anywhere. We built Dragon Trading Platform so you can trade from anywhere in the world. You don't have to be stuck at your computer with 20 screens looking at all the charts. You can be on your phone in the Caribbean trading. You can fly across the world with one of the AI bots and find the lowest air and fly to Hawaii for $100. You can take a sailboat,
Oh no.
and travel, but that's, I don't have that much guts, but I'm
Me
glad that he
either.
did that. So, or you could, like, you could have joined him for $100, right? You could have,
Could
like,
have.
shown up. He had a big giant party, a welcoming party at, well, as soon as he arrived, they threw a big giant party. You could have flown to his party for $100. And if you used one of the timeshares, you probably could have stayed there for $300 for the whole entire week.
Probably.
But, right? So, I mean, the goal is like, if everybody helps everybody achieve their goals and their dreams and get to a better place in your life and explore more and become a better person, like, just think we'll have happy people walking around. When people are on vacation, they should be happy, right? If you're pursuing the things that you love, you should be happy. If you're trying new things and meeting new people and doing what you love, hopefully you're happy. So the goal is like to make life easier to, that's what AI is doing for us. That's what our apps are doing for us. You know, that's what trying to teach people and give them information that they don't know, so everybody else can do it too. It's not, we're not limited in resources. There's so many resources. There's so much abundance for everybody to do it. So why wouldn't we all do it? What would they, we love, right? Why wouldn't we?
Exactly.
If we can find a way to do it, why wouldn't we do it? And that's the goal. That's why we're here every week, is to help you all find ways to do the things that you want to do, the things that you love, and pursue your passions and step out of your comfort zone and go on that journey too.
I think everybody should, and I think everybody has to have, everyone has the opportunity to, and we're going to provide you more opportunities too, and that's our goal, help everyone achieve those opportunities and seize the moment and make sure they can do these things. If you want to travel the world and you're struggling and it's too expensive for you, we have something for that. If you want to trade and you're not a professional trader, you can still trade.
Right,
If
with
you want,
$10, it only takes
exactly.
$10 to trade.
Only $10. If you like what you're hearing in our market updates and you want to watch it with us and you want to start, tune in every week and then you can start trading too. It only takes $10. And we preach that only $10, only $10, only $10, your coffee money, not your mortgage payment, not your car payment, not your house payments. It literally only takes $10. And you can get started with anything for that, Mac. You can go get a timeshare for a cent, a penny.
A penny, right? You can fly for a first class for $100. You can go stay a week in a beautiful resort for $300. Like, the thing that people always say limits them is money, time, and resources. And so hopefully we're giving you opportunities to reduce the cost so money doesn't become an obstacle. We're giving you the resources so you can figure it out and then do it. And then doing all of this stuff should free up some time, right?
Yep.
So if you're working hard, you know, your whole entire life and you're not enjoying it and you're going 9 to 5 and then you come home and throw in the TV dinner in the microwave and then turn on the TV and then fall asleep and start your day again, you're not living your life. But if you're, because you think that your bills are too tight and you can't explore and you can't do wonderful things, well, if you're able to find things at a discount, at wholesale prices where everybody else is paying full price for them, and you're able to go on those adventures, it's going to bring back quality to your life. It doesn't cost that much, and you'll be able to spend more time doing the things that you love. You know, it just starts with a water bottle. It starts with $10 on trading. It starts with putting on your gym shoes. It starts with walking outside or going to do free stuff, going to the beach. If you live on the coast, a lot of people live on the coast and barely go to the beach. And it's like a 5-minute drive for them, or a 10-minute drive, or a 15-minute drive for them. But we all know that like the coast is there. We all know that the beach is there. And we're like, oh, another day, another day. Well, it doesn't cost anything to go to the beach. You can go to the beach. If you want to go look at the boats in the harbor, it doesn't cost anything to walk in the harbor. Like you can go, that's an adventure that you can go and be on. You can do a staycation. If you live in the mountains, you can go walk with nature. If you live by a lake, you can go to the lake. You can do things that don't cost anything. There's like so many opportunities, but people get so stuck in their rut of just coming home, eating a frozen dinner, turning on the TV, going to sleep, and then starting the day again. But if you live with adventure and passion, it'll like spark other areas in your life. More opportunities will present themselves, more things that you find that you love to do, more people that will share that journey with you. But it just takes like that one time of going outside and starting that journey, right? You don't have to sell from Oregon to Hawaii on your first day. I mean, it's amazing. You don't have to do that. You don't have to fly to Europe your first day. You can just go to the beach. That
That's a
starts with
great first
small,
day.
yeah, it's small, starts with small baby steps. That's like same thing when we trade. We don't want people to throw thousands of dollars into a trade. We want you to start
No.
with $10. Like $10 is the money. We always call it coffee money. It's the money that you would have spent on Starbucks that morning. So instead of spending it on Starbucks, practice trade. Buy $10 of ETH. That's your start. Or buy $10 of BTC or Bitcoin or another altcoin, or buy a $10 stock of Tesla or something. It starts with just like one thing in a small increment just to spark it. And before a fire becomes a giant fire in a fireplace or a bonfire on the beach, it just takes that little tiny spark with kindling. What is it called? Kindling?
I think it's kindling. Yeah.
And then that like brings a beautiful bonfire on the beach, but it started with that little tiny spark. So that's what we're saying is like just take that little tiny step. Start with that $10 or the walk to the beach or going to the gym, putting on your
Your gym shoes.
sneakers, yeah, your sneakers, and going, or going for a walk in nature or going to the harbor or trying out a new food, as a new restaurant opens up and going in just for an appetizer, like starting with something small and expanding, and from there it layers upon it and you're able to enjoy more adventures and find more opportunities and more ways to discover your passion. So at the end of your life, when you're sitting there and you're saying your regrets, like we have that tattoo, no regrets. We talked about at the
Oh
end of your
my
life,
God.
at the end of your life, when you have it, you won't be saying, I regretted that I didn't da da da, because you went out there and you did. And
Exactly.
hopefully we're bringing this ideas that you can try, AI that you can try, platforms that you can try that start with just small little amounts and hopefully are life-changing events for you and everybody else, so you can pursue your passions and live the life that you want to live and explore those places you want to explore and share it with the people that you love.
Exactly.
So,
Create memories, because that's all you can take with you.
right. And so on that, we'll be on another adventure next week, and then we'll come back
Yes.
to you next Tuesday. And hopefully, all of crypto and financial markets have rallied. That's the goal. Do your own
That is
research, not
always the
financial
goal.
advice, but like live your life with passion. Enjoy your life
Yes.
and go have fun.
Exactly. Thank you,
Bye, y'all.
everybody.
Thank you.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.